Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. As we launch into hour number two of the program, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free SACL CAI line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's roll right into the phone calls and talk with David in Athens, listening to WAIS. Hey, David, doing great. What's on your mind?
I agree with you. I've seen some good cops and I've seen some bad cops. I got a solution. The CIT training.
What is that?
Well, years ago in Memphis, the police were chasing this woman, and she had a mental episode, and they shot and killed her.
It does happen.
Huh?
It does happen.
Yeah, and they decided after that that having the crisis intervention team to, like, instead of escalating the situation, they de-escalate it.
So wait a minute, I'm a little confused. You're saying they killed the woman. What is the crisis? What is the CIT? Where did that come in?
After the fact of killing her, they decided to put in the training.
Oh, I see. So afterwards, they then told the police officers, hey, you know, you need to try to de-escalate a situation instead of escalating it?
Yep. That's...
Did it make a difference?
Yes. Instead of the yelling, like yelling, get down now, that kind of stuff, they go up to the person and say, John Doe. And they go, John, how are you doing today? How's things with your... life and
sort of taking it easier when you're dealing with somebody who's obviously mentally unbalanced, being a little bit more reasonable, being a little bit more safe instead of getting on edge and threatening and putting more people in danger. I think it's an interesting approach. And David, thank you for the call.
Yep. I think it's the right approach.
Yeah, it's certainly better than the old one. Though I don't know if that's going to solve the problem of cops being authoritative and cops having an attitude. In fact, Julia is going to share with us maybe this hour at some time tonight. She'll share with us a story from a website that's devoted to cops sort of complaining to each other. This is sort of a cop pity party website where they all get online and they complain about other cops busting them for speeding and that sort of thing. See, they're supposed to have professional courtesy, as they call it, where if you're a cop, you don't get a ticket, so you can break the law with impunity. We'll get to that, but again, your calls are primary here.
Well, it's not impunity, but the minor stuff that they would give us a ticket for, they won't necessarily give their brothers in blue one.
So again, it's the thin blue line, this sort of gang mentality, which we can explore further. But what other things would you suggest might help turn the police into a more friendly organization like they used to be? I mean, maybe it's just I wasn't around for this, and maybe it's all Hollywood flair, but the Andy Griffith Show, for instance, where you had peace officers, where they weren't looking to throw everybody in town into the clink.
Where Ronnie wasn't allowed to carry a bullet in his gun.
Yeah, that sort of thing. What's it going to take to get back to a, not necessarily get back.
Because Ronnie would have shot somebody. You can believe that.
What's it going to take to get our police to the status of being peace officers again, where their primary directive is to keep the peace? If someone is disturbing the peace, if someone's getting violent, then they will remove that person from the situation and file charges if necessary, but not necessarily go around as fundraising arms for the state, handing out stop sign tickets and speeding tickets.
Right, their first answer isn't pull your gun and take somebody to jail. Their answer is
right.
To solve the problem.
I think that's going to take a little bit more of a fundamental change than just this sensitivity training or this, the CIT he was talking about. So I think there's a lot that can be done. And the number one thing that we can do is, of course, end the war on drugs completely and entirely and as soon as possible.
Well, the war on drugs is what's killed the Fourth Amendment.
It sure
if it
has.
Isn't dead, it's darn close. It's
right.
Dying. It's wheezing. It's on life support.
It's given the police the excuse to kick in people's doors and trash their cars, searching for things. The war on drugs needs to end. It'll drastically lower violent crime. It'll drastically lower theft because these are some of the crimes that drug addicts engage in order to get their hands on the money. They need to buy the drugs. And, again, ending the war on drugs would put it into the legitimate marketplace where it wouldn't be criminals and gangsters.
And this is exactly why the police speak out against legalizing drugs.
Why?
Because their budget will go down.
That's true. And they don't get to kick in doors anymore.
Yeah, that too.
So that needs to go. Some of the other things that can change, obviously, war on prostitution. I don't know if there's really an official war on it, but they certainly go out and
They do some stings and they put people's names in the paper.
Right, they spend your own
lives.
Taxpayer dollars.
We just read a story recently, I don't know if we got this one on air, but about a guy who got arrested for prostitution with his wife in the car. He was, trying to give somebody a ride who he thought was hitchhiking or something.
Yeah, that was a bizarro story. They arrested him even though he didn't make a deal with them.
If you talk to a police officer who's doing a prostitution sting, and you're the opposite gender, you're going to get charged with soliciting prostitution.
I couldn't believe that story when you shared it with me. I think it was off the air, but I'm not positive. Anyway, in essence, his wife and he had pulled over looking for directions. They happened to ask directions from a woman who was on the side of the road, happened to be an undercover police officer doing a prostitution sting. The guy never agreed to any sort of sexual deal, and I always thought that you could only get arrested after you trade a price for an offer. You make it, essentially, you say, well, how much for a BJ? And they say $20. Okay, you're busted at that point. But you're saying, Mark, that this guy was arrested for simply talking to the undercover cop.
Yes.
That's the way the story made it look, at least. It's amazing. I mean, his wife was in the car. He's not going to make a deal with a prostitute, although I suppose it could be kinky and do some sort of thing.
Can we look up the story?
If you want. Anyway, that's one of the other things we can change. So we need to get rid of these consensual crimes. You might not believe this, but there are police departments that investigate gambling. They have friends that get together and they gamble. They play Texas Hold'em, that sort of thing. These people are under investigation. There are taxpayer dollars being spent to break up penny poker. So these sorts of things need to stop. And then, of course, I think, Julia, you're running for office here in Keene, New Hampshire. One of the things you've talked about during your campaign, which, by the way, has gotten a lot of media coverage recently, was the idea of stop signs. They just need to go away. What is the purpose of a stop sign except to give someone a ticket?
Yeah, there are a lot of yield signs in New Hampshire, and I really like yield signs because they allow driver discretion, which is what, I mean, we sit here during the show and watch people at this intersection out here in front of the house, and people come to the stop sign, they look, and they see if people are coming, and they keep going. So most people, including cops, do not stop at these stop signs.
Cops, I don't think I've ever seen a cop come to a full stop at a stop sign.
No, but they sit here and wait for people and give them tickets because it's such an easy way to get a paycheck.
Yep, so that's one of the other things that can go. All these silly little authoritarian traffic rules, there's so much that can be changed. And anyway, that's something that we're going to work on here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Of course, we'd love to hear from you about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. And as we continue with the phone calls and talk to Jamie Told You So in Kentucky. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi, y'all, Ben.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just hadn't heard and listened to y'all talk about the corruption and the cops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know a way to solve it.
Okay, what?
Not pay taxes.
That's always a good one. Of course, you're going to have it's a tough time. You're going to have a tough time getting people to do that or to rather not do that because they're deathly afraid of having their houses stolen from them. And when it comes to property taxes, that's what's going to fund the police department, at least at a base level. And most people, I am not paying, I don't pay federal taxes because I don't want any of their services. I don't want any of their garbage. The local taxes, I feel far more in danger from the local government, so I'm far more frightened of not paying those taxes. And so I don't know. You're going to have a tough time getting people on board for that one, Jamie.
Am I on the air right now?
You are.
Okay. I want to talk about the national ID card coming up.
Sure, go ahead.
The national ID card is a fraud put on by our government. Our government is a fraud. Someday, people will wake up and see the light. You know why the people haven't seen the light yet?
They got blinders on.
Because there ain't no light in them.
Ain't no light in... Oh, inside the people?
Yeah.
How will they get the light in them, Jamie?
Turn to God.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. I've already rejected the state, and I'm an atheist, so that doesn't make sense.
Well,
there's a lot of people that are in the state that are believers, that are Christians.
Jesus died on the cross for us to have a choice.
Thanks for the call, Jamie. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. October 11, 2007, gold 745, 60 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 768, 67, 379 for half, 189, 50 for quarter. That's 768, 67, 379, and 189, 50. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, the North American Union isn't going away. Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can. Four of them, in fact. All part of a wonderful new, easy-to-take vitamin supplement called Good Days, designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health with natural ingredients such as omega-3s and herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement, I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good, be happy, make Good Days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams, available broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or living trust, in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. As we continue with the phone call, and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Ron, New York. Going once.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
It's Don, but...
Hi, Don.
Okay.
Well, it's wrong now, soldier.
You got it. And how do you wake up? The other night you said the CIA. If you do that, you'll wake up dead. I was cracking up. I wish Gart was there. I tell you, you'll wake up dead. You don't get it.
Yeah, it's certainly a phrase.
Would almost make you believe in the afterlife, wouldn't you, Ian?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Atheism versus Christianity was a topic last night. It doesn't necessarily have to be one or the other. I'm the son of a minister, but I almost I'm not an atheist, but I believe God is questionable at best. Is the book of the Bible that my dad, you know, preached his whole life is a good set of moral guides. I don't think I've ever said
it's one or the other. Obviously, there are a variety of different religions out there.
The caller the other night, and in the conversation, it was atheism versus Christianity was mentioned, and it was just either or. You know, I've gone from somebody who was raised to be a Christian to somebody who believes that you should just take the good moral principles that you read of in the Bible and apply them to life, and we're all happy.
I agree, and I think I have said so on the show many times. I'm like you.
I've even said there are valuable lessons in the Bible. So, if I miscommunicated, then I apologize.
You didn't. And again, I just wanted to defend your right to atheism, but I just wanted to make sure people realize you don't have to be one or the other.
You can still have belief in a higher power. I don't even deny that there could be a some sort of a being that is of a higher power. It seems kind of it seems really self-centered to believe that humans are the top of the food chain for the entire universe. I mean, obviously we're at the top in this little planet of ours, but there's a whole lot more else out there, and who knows what
some days are better than others at being at the top of the food chain.
Sometimes
bears and tigers disagree.
Right. Well, yeah.
Certainly viruses make a good go at it too.
Anyway, in general, Mark, there's certainly all kinds of possibilities for the entire universe and what's out there. What I deny is the fairy tale that there's this old Jesus and the singular God and all of that Christian nonsense. What is there really out there? I don't deem to say that. I just don't believe in the monotheistic God as most people in this country seem to do.
Correct. Other issue was adoption versus abortion. Also, I'm an adopted child, so my parents, adopted me at like 6 months. Mm-hmm. My older brother is also adopted, and our oldest brother is a foster child. So I wanted to point out, A, that adoption and abortion that was mentioned the other night because of I believe was Ron Paul's take on, Ron Paul, you said, offended a lady because he has told people that his personal belief in is against abortion. Being an adopted child, though, I got to tell you, all children who are adopted are not abandoned because they were unwanted. There are many reasons why people are put into foster care or adoption.
This is true.
Foster care and adoption are two completely different things, by the way. My brother, taken from foster care, was 15 years old, had run away by the time he was 17 because he was so messed up from being in foster care for so long. It's a completely different system. It's run by the government. And I think a lot of kids in foster care probably end up there because their kids were stripped away from their parents and ended up in foster care, whereas adoption is more of a the parents couldn't afford to take care of or didn't plan to have the child. So
wasn't the right time.
Right, so they go to an adoption agency, which is a privately run thing that, it's a totally different entity.
So there are not any government-run adoption agencies?
That I don't know about, Ian. I think that they're different. That's
largely
why they call
private.
One adoption and one foster care, because it's two different systems that I know.
Right, aren't they normally run by churches, that sort of thing, the adoption agencies?
Probably.
Not always.
The other thing that one of my parents got me, they didn't tell me I was adopted until I was about 11 or 12, and they pitched it to me. They then sat me down and told me that I was an adopted child, and they told me that, to help me settle with it, that you need to realize that you are very special, because most kids are brought into this world sometimes by accident, sometimes by happenstance. You were chosen, and I have always felt very special. Because of that, I was chosen by these parents. They could have chosen any other kid, but they came in, they saw me, and they said, "We want him."
Right. Now, you would probably agree that some children that are adopted have a real problem with the idea that they were adopted, and they think that, especially if there's
Society creates that.
A natural, I think that the child creates it somewhat in their mind, too. And if there's a natural child in the house, and it can make it difficult for them. I'm adopted, and I was told from as long as I could remember that I was adopted, and, you know, that I was chosen, and the whole rigmarole that you were talking about there. But I was just kind of wondering, must have been a shocking day in your 11th year when your parents sat you down and told you, you're not really our child. What was that like?
No, I really can't remember it. It was not a shock to me because my parents, they were such great people, you know, just all-around people. They loved everyone they met. I mean, very outward, you know, loving people. So it didn't even faze me because, you know, I was already so theirs. And I, you know, I guess from that moment on and that moment and the whole time before, I was always their child. I never questioned that those are my parents. I don't have any other parents.
I think that, Mark, when you say that some kids are, they look at themselves negatively because they were adopted, that sort of thing.
They have self-esteem issues.
Right? I think a lot of that is brought on by the home that they're in. I mean, not all parents are like Don's parents. They may actually sort of put the adopted kid on a second tier and treat them that way.
It could happen.
Which gets, I can totally understand
sometimes
that.
People will tell themselves little stories in their mind about something that's done or said that just simply aren't true, you know,
or they could pick it up from kids at school or whatever the situation is.
Reasons, or they were adopted by a household that isn't, you know, the most loving of household, and they end up in just a bad situation.
Right. I'm a huge fan of adoption. I think it works out really well because, again, as you say, the people that are doing it are seeking it out. Sort of like, you know, people going to adopt a dog or a cat. I mean, you're seeking out that relationship, and I think it's really valuable, and I support it entirely. I mean, I have a vasectomy as of age 23, so if I ever want a kid, that's the way I would go.
Right.
Yeah, so the way you're going to have to go.
To finalize, I would say that I have nothing against abortion. I have nothing against adoption. I think politicians should not allow their personal opinions or beliefs should not enter into their politics. So Ron Paul could have just as easily chosen to, if I was the politician and somebody asked me my personal beliefs, they are irrelevant to me doing my job. They would not affect my job.
But Ron Paul,
I will not mention my personal beliefs.
Ron Paul actually believes that that abortion should be a state to state issue. He doesn't believe Roe versus Wade. He doesn't believe that.
That's 100% right. I agree with that 100%.
I disagree with that.
I don't understand why you disagree with that, Mark. Why do you think the federal government should have any say in these life or death matters? It's not a federal issue. It's unconstitutional. I mean, you're breaking with the Constitution here.
The Constitution protects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I think in this particular instance, the states are likely to infringe on people's liberty in this particular area. So therefore, the federal government protecting that liberty of being able to get abortion, even though I don't agree with it, I think it's wrong. I think the federal government is in its right place.
Don, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car spark plugs are like an infantry. They work hard and fire a lot. How many times do spark plugs fire, and what can you do to keep them in shape? When we come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
When your odometer clicks 10,000 miles, your spark plugs have fired 15 million times, transmitting enough electricity to power home appliances for 15 months. This high voltage current, heat, and chemical erosion eat away the firing gap, widening it so much that plugs can't make their spark, resulting in wasted gas, lost power, and polluted air, if you can get your car started at all. So have your hard-working spark plugs replaced for most cars every 30,000 miles. Replacing marginal or misfiring plugs will save you heartburn and money. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free 800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features on the site for free, bulletin board system there. We've got over a quarter of a million posts for you to surf around through, serious issues and fun stuff. All found for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. We're going back to the phones here in a moment, but, you know, I want to iron out this a little bit further with this whole states' rights abortion issue. Not necessarily from the perspective of abortion, but from the perspective of states' rights. Mark, you're pretty principled when it comes to saying these laws shouldn't be handled at the federal level; they should be handled at the state level because, in principle at least, the concept of federalism was that the states could configure themselves in slightly different ways in order to attract certain types of populations to them, in that there would be some level of competition amongst the 50 states. But your excuse for federal control of abortion, and remember, federal control of abortion can go in one of two ways. They can either control it, or they can protect people's
Absolutely.
Ability to do it.
I must say, but the federal control of the army can go one of two ways. They can use it against enemies, foreign, or they can use it against enemies domestic. So that simply believing that the federal government should protect a woman's right to choose is not antithetical to the Constitution. Go ahead.
Well, you said that the federal government exists to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Or property.
Or property. And, well, that's the alleged existence for all governments in America. So state constitutions allegedly exist for those reasons, too. And those states voluntarily got into, or, well, voluntarily. Anyway, those states got into an agreement called the United States in order to make, I guess, trading amongst each other easier, whatever the reasons were for that. But essentially, you're arguing for more central control. You're arguing for more centralization in this particular area, and I just think it's folly, personally, because if you're going to allow the federal government to control this area of life and liberty, well, then maybe we should again allow them to control all sorts of areas of life and liberty, which is what they currently do. I think you really need to stick to principle here, as Ron Paul is, even though he personally feels very strongly about the act of abortion, he understands that it is not the federal purview. I mean, do you think that you know more about the Constitution than Ron Paul?
I think that people can interpret the Constitution's written in plain English for people to interpret in their own manner. The Constitution is not very clear on the subject of abortion. You know, in the time that the Constitution was written, abortion was completely legal. You know, the states didn't have any laws over it. The federal government didn't have any laws or anything like that. At one time, states had laws, Jim Crow laws, that discriminated against a certain class of a certain race of people. I believe the federal government was right in going in there and stopping those states from having those laws. Obviously, migration. Hold on, wait. You got your whole diatribe there. Obviously, migration didn't work. People, black people did not leave the South and go to the North where they would have been treated better.
Some of them did.
Some of them did. Many, many, many of them did not. I think the federal government was within its purview to go in there and tell the states, look, you're violating these people's liberty. Ron Paul's view of abortion puts it in the state purview like he does any other crime. He's looking at abortion as though it is a crime, as though it is ending a life.
I don't care how he looks at abortion. That's not an issue to me.
Right.
What's an issue is the fact that you're giving up the principle of states' rights, this theory that, you know, the states should be able to decide on these things because you believe the government has done one or two things right in the past. You know, the fact that the government stepped in.
No, I believe that the government, the federal government, is there to limit the states when the states get out of line on handling issues of life, liberty, and property.
But unfortunately, Mark, you can't use that. You can't utilize that as a principle because if you expand it out to its logical ends, the federal government will limit the states on every flipping thing they do, which is what we have today. Where, you know, if you're saying, well, it's okay and it was good for the federal government to step in and force the states to, get rid of their Jim Crow laws or whatever it did in that case, or open the school in Alabama, okay, fine. You know, that may look good on the surface, but it destroys your principled perspective of, well, you know, the federal government shouldn't get involved in this and this and this, and here's the war on drugs with California. The people in California have made it very clear in other states that
the federal government is not protecting life, liberty, and property in the case of overreaching.
Sure they are. They're protecting your life from drugs.
No, they're not. Look, the federal government can't protect my life when I choose to do something. I am the supreme authority on my life. The federal government is not.
Well, sorry, but they disagree with you.
When a state decides, when a state government decides that it is a supreme authority over the federal government and me on my life, then the federal government needs to step in.
No, the federal government needs to go away completely.
Right. That's what you think entirely, Ian. You don't think the federal government
because
should
I'm principled,
exist.
And you're
and
not.
Somehow or another, I'm an unprincipled individual because I don't agree with you.
Right, you are unprincipled because you believe in federal intervention in state matters, and if you take that in one particular area, you can tout all you want about how it's for liberty. If you take that in one area, it will inevitably be spread out in all areas, which is what we have today.
You have not given me a working example of that being so, that I have not been able to slash to pieces.
I'm sorry, I gave you the example of the war on drugs.
Right, and I explained to you that when it comes to issues of liberty...
The federal government isn't working in the way you intend it to work. You give one example from history of the feds doing something that was, you know, allegedly positive. And then there's all these other examples of the feds running roughshod over the states, over the concept of individual states' rights. And
I'm saying that the federal government should do what the federal government should do. I'm not saying the federal government should do what it shouldn't do. It is doing a lot of things that it shouldn't do. I don't think that in and of itself means that we should get rid of it.
So what happens when the federal government changes its mind and decides that instead of protecting liberty, it's going to protect life and outlaw abortions?
In that particular instance, I have a philosophical problem with what they're doing.
But they're doing what they're doing. I mean, they're doing what you're asking them to do and protect life, liberty, and property. It's just that they believe that you're their property.
Right.
And
that life,
your life is theirs.
That life that they are protecting in that particular instance is going to infringe on someone else's liberty. And that's wrong.
Sounds like you've got a contradiction here.
Sounds like
in order to protect liberty, they have to infringe on certain people's rights to life. And that is a contradiction, isn't it? Now, shouldn't we just allow the states to make their own decisions here? I mean, you said that you believe that if the states were in charge of this issue...
Do you really think that a state government... Do you think, you, Ian, do you believe that a state government has the legitimacy to make a decision for you, for you or Julia, whether or not she should have an abortion?
Of course not. However,
so you don't have any, you don't believe that not only the federal government doesn't have any legitimacy, you don't believe the state government has any in that area either. Nor does a local, nor does any government.
Nope.
So what the hell are you arguing about?
I'm arguing for the principle of decentralization. You are in favor of centralization when it comes to the federal government, and I am not, and I think it's folly, and I think it's problematic. And
I'm only saying that the federal government should protect decentralization, Ian.
That's a total contradiction. The federal government's existence contradicts what you just said there. The fact that the federal government exists does not protect... What are you talking about?
Because an individual is the one who's best able to make a decision for their own life, right. Liberty, and
happiness. Now, I want to go back to the point I was making before you interrupted.
Oh,
now, you said that... You said that you believe that if it were left in the hands of the states, that the states would go out and they'd make abortion illegal.
But some would, some wouldn't.
Okay, so fine, you are admitting that some wouldn't. In which case, what's the problem? What's the problem with that situation?
What's the problem with some states making it so black people can't vote and black people have to ride the back of the bus and, you know, all kinds of other stuff? What's wrong with that?
Well, obviously, that I have a problem with the state's existence in the first place. I'm not defending the state, okay,
yes,
Mark?
You are.
But I do think that we should have states competing for people instead of having one overarching federal government.
I'm saying the competition in the past has not worked to protect some
people. You didn't give it a chance to work. The federal government stepped in.
From 1860-whatever, when the Civil War ended, through 1960, where they had 100 years.
Didn't work. 800-259-9231. Centralization doesn't work, and I think it's sad that somebody who is allegedly in favor of freedom and liberty is supporting it. We'd love to hear what Julia thinks. 800-259-9231.
Sad that somebody who doesn't support governments is just supporting state
government. I'm just supporting baby steps to getting more freedom. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can learn anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI. Toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at the store. Store.freetalklive.com. Great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like a variety of Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts and hoodies. And we've got other stuff, too, that I think you're going to enjoy. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. That again, store.freetalklive.com, and place your order. Now, throughout the last segment, it was a bit of a Duke Fest, sausage fest, if you will, as Mark
and I was criticized for not chiming in. However, how could I have chimed in on that?
Just like you did right there by interrupting me.
You guys are fighting like a married couple.
So Mark and I went back and forth, and we were talking.
I told you a business partnership is closer relationship than marriage.
The issue wasn't really abortion. That was just sort of the sideshow. The issue is really the concept of centralization. States' rights. You know, is it legitimate?
And I'm a huge proponent of states' rights.
No, you're not.
Yes, I have.
You just completely obliterated any sort of support for states' rights you might have had.
I fully support states' rights in the area
except
of the states.
Except in the area of abortion.
No, the powers not given to the federal government by this Constitution should be remanded back to the states and blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to trounce your argument here in a moment. But first, I would like Julia to comment on this whole issue of, you know, should it be left up to the states? Should issues like abortion be left up to the states? Is centralization a bad thing, or can it be used for good?
Well, I've never given this particular issue much thought. I guess offhand, my real beef with government is with the federal government because it's so big and so powerful. And Harry Brown points out in his book Government Doesn't Work that when you give them a little bit of power,
that's why government doesn't work.
Exactly. What did I say?
You get the why. Whatever.
Oh, whatever. When you give them a little bit of power, it's only a matter of time before they start using it for other things.
Mm-hmm.
So my natural response is to say that at least with states' rights, if we only have states and we completely get rid of this federal government, or at least limit them from doing this sort of thing, that the states are able to compete with each other. And that way, there's reason for them not to get so big and so powerful.
But Mark's concerned because some states might do naughty things, and people won't leave.
I don't know. I think that Well, see, then my natural response would say, well, what if Kansas wants to outlaw abortion? Because a lot of people in Kansas probably do. But then I have a problem with that. I can't really say that because I don't think that the majority of people should be able to rule over other people.
Well, right. You don't really want to defend the state.
Exactly. So this is a difficult argument to have.
Okay, here's how I'm going to trounce you, Mark, on this one. The United States was allegedly a voluntary association, and it supposedly still is, just the whole Civil War thing sort of threw that into question. The states, if you believe in states, and I don't, but the people calling themselves states went into they went to the Constitutional Convention or whatever. They sat down and they came up with this Constitution for whatever their reasons were for doing it. And
they signed in. There was a binding contract.
Right. They signed in, but they also made a point. At least here in New Hampshire, they made a point of pointing out that they had the right to withdraw from this union at any old time they wanted to secede from the union if they decided that the union was United States government was no longer serving their interests as a state, they had the ability to leave. Now, obviously, they tried to do that. Some states did in the 1800s. It didn't work out too well. And that really is that really speaks to how the federal government, it completely loses control of itself and gets far more powerful than it was ever intended to do. So powerful to the point that they were using force in order to keep states in a union that they didn't necessarily want to be kept in. So, in theory now, we've got some states that are looking at seceding from the union. There was just a secessionist conference just a couple of weeks ago here in America. In such diverse states, such as Vermont and some of the southern states, were meeting together, people from those states, and talking about secession. So my question for you is, if indeed you believe the federal government is here to protect life, liberty, and property, and that it should be doing certain things in that particular arena, what if South Dakota decides they've had it up to here with this Roe versus Wade nonsense, in their opinion, and they are going to secede so they can outlaw abortion, they can have their own state all by themselves, they're no longer tied into the federal government, and they go and outlaw abortion. Now then, do you support rolling in tanks?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
Why? Because they're...
But they're doing something that's violating life, liberty, and property.
No. I mean, there's lots of things happen in this world that violate life, liberty, and property. What's happening in Darfur is a violation of life, liberty, and property. I don't support rolling tanks into foreign countries. If South Dakota decides to secede, which is going to make a real problem for North Dakota, by the way,
Alaska's okay.
Not as much of a problem as New Hampshire seceding for Maine.
Alaska's fine.
Right. Okay. Alaska. Fine. Alaska decides to secede, which it seems unlikely, for the purpose of abortion. I do not support rolling tanks into foreign countries to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Well, it seems strange, then. You're sort of contradicting yourself in that you're saying you support the state's right to secede, but you don't support...
No, the Constitution is the highest law in the land, okay? That's what the federal government is there for.
If the state
decides they don't want to be part of the federal government, then they don't have to abide by the Constitution.
Okay, great. Well, then that's how we can get out of it, then. States should just secede instead of, having to try to do...
I believe in the right to secede for a state.
Great.
If a majority of the people in a state...
So then you do
whatever,
believe in states' rights, then?
Yes,
so
I do.
As long as they're in the U.S. constitutional agreement, then you think it's okay. So you think it's okay for the feds to come in and force states to do things?
When you sign a contract, there are going to be provisions of that contract that you like more than others. Some states don't like the idea that the federal government says that abortion is legal in all 50 states. That's just a provision of the contract that we call the Constitution of the United States of America that they may not like.
As long as you're on the same page, I think we're on the same page now. That's good to know. 800-259-9231. Julia, any other comments on this? Let's go to the phones. And talk to Patrick in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have a question here about back when I was in school and college. I went to a college where the cops were completely out of hand. And we had one set around, and we had more students at the college than locals in the town. And we had always wondered if you could actually run someone who wasn't a police officer as a sheriff, and maybe just put in a sheriff that refuses to enforce any laws.
In those places, yes. You don't have to have any qualifications to be a sheriff other than having been voted in.
I think most notably probably comes from Florida. In the Clearwater, Tampa area, there was a talk radio host. He's now on, I think, XM. His name is Bubba the Love Sponge. He made some national news at one point. He actually ran for sheriff of Pinellas County. And so, yes, it is possible. Obviously subject to local laws and local restrictions, but it is totally possible. impossible for the average Joe with no policing experience to run a
However,
sheriff.
Good luck getting college kids to go out and vote.
No. I'm not. That was 10 years ago. I'm talking about it was just an idea, but I thought it might be a good strategy to try to, maybe if you were in a small town in New Hampshire, that you could put in your own sheriff that just wouldn't enforce anything.
Sure, you can do it that way because most sheriffs are elected positions. But the other thing you have to remember is that the sheriff's department and the city police departments are different. They aren't necessarily under the same auspices. So what you can also do, here's another approach, is you can run people for city council, and then the city council is in complete control of most cities. So what the city council can do is it can fire the existing police chief and hire whoever it wants to replace him. So while the police chiefs aren't necessarily elected positions, if you can take control of a city council in that way, you could also put someone in who is liberty friendly. Or you could simply give orders to the existing chief to say, look, we're not going to give you any money anymore to prosecute any of these drug cases or any of these nonviolent consensual crime cases. And if you try to prosecute one of them, we will fire you. So, you know, you can also put them on notice, basically, and have them do their jobs the way they're supposed to.
Would it also work for a tax assessor? Could you stick a tax assessor in that just won't do anything?
The city council, at least here in Keene, New Hampshire, has total control over hiring and firing. They can hire a town manager. They hire the city manager, and the city manager can hire or fire any bureaucrat that works for the city. So absolutely, you can do that.
How many council guys do you have there in Keene?
15. There are 15 of them, and they're
like a legislator.
Right. That's actually good because it's pretty easy to campaign here. We've spent less than $50 so far in Julia's campaign. We've gotten tremendous
tons
results.
Of media attention so far.
Right. So basically, we're hoping Julia will get elected this year, and then in 2009, hopefully, we'll have a bunch more movers by that point, and we can run a full slate of candidates and really give the people of Keene a choice for the first time in, well, ever.
That we know of.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem. Oh. Is it a majority thing where you just have to get 8 and you can start changing stuff? Or
it's I think in some cases they do need 2/3, which would mean you'd need 10 out of the 15. But there is still things majorities can do. And even if you have a handful of counselors, that's going to be enough to shut down a bunch of new big government programs. If they're proposing new laws and new programs, 2 or 3 counselors might be enough to tip the scales. Even one might be enough to tip the scales in the favor of liberty. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. So that's one of the things we're doing here is we are trying to utilize the system. There are people working outside of the system doing civil disobedience and that sort of thing. But here in New Hampshire, it's easier than most places to actually use the system. So we'll see how it works, and we'll bring you the information as it develops. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Why?